thought I knew my country. I was like, I know America. I know who we are, right? I really thought that. But nope, fooled me. When it was confirmed that Russia indeed attacked us, they interfered with our election, I said, oh shit, here we go. Here comes the America I know and love. Here we go. Because this is what we do. When we are attacked, we stop the bullshit and we unite. That's what we're supposed to do, right? It's like when Cardi B is beefing with Nicki Minaj, and then Taylor Swift pops off. Cardi B and Nicki are like, okay, Nicki, we're gonna put this on pause, right? And let's go drag that hoe. Okay. I was like, oh shit, here come the crazy, here we go. I thought for sure, I was like, oh, there ain't gonna be no more Russian salad dressing. We gonna start booing Russian hockey players. I was like, oh boy, Uber's gonna be missing a whole lot of drivers. But no, none of that happened. I'm like, yo, Russia attacked us. And everybody's like, yeah, but have you had a Moscow Mule? They are delicious. It's like we've forgotten history. Russia hates us. We broke up the Soviet Union. We broke up the Soviet Union. We gave them Boris Yeltsin. Boris Yeltsin was a drunk. He was a big embarrassment as a president for them. But it makes sense now. We gave them Boris Yeltsin. They paid us back with Trump. Forget that. We forget all about that shit. And Russia, they sneaky. Them some sneaky motherfuckers. Who else would think of those little stacking dolls? What the fuck is that? All those damn nesting dolls. That's some sneaky shit. Oh, here's another one. Open it again. Here's another one. And another one. And another one. Okay, this is the last one, right? God damn, there's another one. Y'all some sneaky motherfuckers. Here's another one. Wait, is this the last one? This is the last one? Wait a minute. Ooh, is this the PP tapes? Sneaky. But Russia, they knew. They knew how to attack us. They know our weakness. Race. Yes. That's our Achilles heel. Race. That's it. So they brought out Trump to rally the racists. Exactly what they did. That wall is racist. That wall ain't about protecting your borders. It ain't about protecting our borders. Tell you, oh, well, we want the wall because it keeps out all the gangs and the opioid crisis. Yeah, that's a message to white people. That's for white people. Opioid crisis. Because of racism, black people, we don't even get our hands on opioids. Give them to us. White people get opioids like they Tic Tacs. It amazes me how many opioids you motherfuckers have. I'm at work. I'm sitting in the writer's room with a bunch of white people, right? And I'm like, damn, I got a headache. White people start pulling out all kind of pills and shit. Just fucking loose pills in Ziploc bags. Would you like an oxycodone? I got oxycodone. No, she should take a Percocet. She could take a Percocet. The old other girl over there preparing a needle. Give me your arm. What the fuck? White people get the opioids. There was a study. It's racism. There was a study, and it showed that doctors, they actually prescribe opioids frequently to white people than they do to black. They don't give us opioids because they're sympathetic. They're like, oh, this white person, they're in such pain. I hate to see white people hurting. They can't handle this pain. Let me give you this. Let me give you these opioids. Get that pain away. They don't give us the opioids. They're like, ah, you can take it. Walk it off. I had a double mastectomy. You know what they sent my black ass home with? Ibuprofen. Shit, to get some opioids, a black person will have to show up in the emergency room holding their own head detached from the body. Excuse me, can I get some help out here? My body's still in the car, but. gotta treat opioid addicts. You do. Gotta treat them. We weren't trying to treat crackheads, were we? No, we were capturing crackheads, locking up crackheads, wasn't treating them. You ain't see anybody busting down the door of a crack house, you know, boom! Okay, where's the crackheads? I need to check your blood pressure. Let's all sit in a little crack circle and talk about our feelings. Let's get to the root of this. Pookie, would you like to start first? Racism. We got to deal with it. It is going to be the demise of our country if we don't fucking deal with it. Look, I'm from Virginia, right? And whenever I go home, wait a minute. Off of 95, right outside Chester, Virginia, there is a big, giant Confederate flag. Big Confederate flag. Every time I go home and I pass that flag, it hurts me to my core. It fucking hurts. Because it's racist. It's racist and it's wrong. And I'm sick of this bullshit. Well, that's part of my Southern heritage. Well, your heritage is shitty. It's garbage. Your heritage is trash. The atrocities that happened under that flag, are you proud of that shit? What the fuck? I mean, there's so many other things about the South that you can be proud of, right? Moonshine. Dollywood, come on. Who doesn't love Dolly Parton and Dollywood? Clay Aiken, come on. I'm like, why don't you tear down those statues and put up a statue of Clay Aiken drinking moonshine wearing a Dollywood t-shirt?
Watch Wanda Sykes, Not Normal, only on Netflix now.